This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But people are aware of how much I love the occasional wager. And by occasional, I mean daily. And in fact, I am one of the 50, I don't know if you guys have heard, I'm one of the 53 foremost follows on Twitter.
Yes,
in the world of gambling.
There was a rumor out there about that.
And Rich, you know what? I think back to when
an actual list. Yeah.
I think back to when you and I started doing this show together, and we were just getting to know one another.
January of 2014.
Right, and we were just getting to know one another, and you didn't really know me that well. And early on in the show, even before Ted got here, I was bringing up a lot of gambling things. I would bring up gambling and wrestling a lot. And I feel a little bit vindicated today in that the two things that I thought that you would look at me going, oh my God, what am I hosting with here? This guy's like a degenerate gambler and he watches wrestling on a daily basis. And now, here we are, 4 years later, and there are wrestlers hosting the Today Show and hosting SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And today, gambling has been validated by being taken from the smarmy, unseemly underground and being brought to the surface.
Number
and validated.
One, you were right, I wondered. Number two, I was always in favor of legalized sports gambling.
You are, yeah.
And I've never been anti-wrestling. I've been wrestling ambivalent.
Yeah, I think it was
But I've gotten an education.
Yeah.
And I've found a newfound respect for the industry.
And we've been able to meet in the middle on these things, and
there
I like that. And today is one of those days where you, Rich, and me, Sean Pendergast, and Ted is the third part of the triple threat. We hold hands, and we say kumbaya, and we welcome the Supreme Court and at least the seven justices that actually voted for common sense today. The two that didn't, get the hell out of here. And we invite the seven of them to grab our hands and say, let's place a wager
there
together.
There we go, man. Yes. There you go.
Bam.
This is a huge day.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge day for you. I mean, who would have thought that the Supreme
for
Court
me.
Would have hiked for you? Yeah. And for everybody in the world.
Yes. I think you're far from alone.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of people that are excited.
What happens to the bookies now? What happens to the neighborhood guy?
Yeah, I don't know. He's going to have to find a new job, I guess.
One of many, 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 I'll say it probably 30 times, many things that we can discuss that will come out of this humongous decision by the Supreme Court of the United States overturning a 1992 law banning sports gambling anywhere except the state of Nevada, with some limited exceptions, like in Delaware, you could play an NFL three-team parlay.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that the Supreme Court would hijack what's most anticipated game one of Western Conference Finals in a while,
by
right?
dropping their decision.
Yeah, right now. I mean, everybody can't wait to see the Rockets take on the Warriors tonight. It's taken
right.
a back seat to the Supreme Court's decision today.
When the Supreme Court says the federal government is guilty of unconstitutional commandeering of states' rights,
yeah.
it's big news no matter what.
It is, yeah, and it just happens to drop in our lap here in the sports world. So today's a big day. I'm really psyched. Like, I can go to some states and finally play some sports bets now and things like that. You know, it's going to be really weird to be able to actually go do that.
Now, not to throw a wet blanket.
Your life's going to be so different now, Sean.
Before you do that, let's make sure Congress doesn't try to weigh in on this, because that's still a factor out there.
Well,
before this can be effectively put into place, Congress has the ability to create its own federal framework that the states must abide by if they do so.
Yeah.
If they don't, then the states are on their own.
Which Adam Silver has commented on today. And we see Adam Silver as this beacon of common sense that he realizes not only should there be gambling, but he also sees a world where the NBA can profit from it and actually take their little cut of the dollars that are wagered.
But I feel like it's pure greed, but we can talk about that.
He even said in his statement that he
I have the statement right
supports,
here.
Okay, read that.
This is the statement from Adam Silver today regarding the NBA and the decision by the Supreme Court to legalize gambling. Today's decision by the Supreme Court opens the door for states to pass laws legalization sports betting. We remain in favor of a federal framework that will provide a uniform approach to sports gambling in states that choose to permit it. But we will remain active in ongoing discussions with state legislatures. Regardless of the particulars of any future sports betting law, the integrity of our game remains our highest priority.
Bam. Okay,
there you go.
Good. We like Adam Silver.
The integrity fee that's being discussed.
All these sports leagues that were against it are now like, well, we want our part. If it's going to be legal, we want our percentage now.
But
you can't blame them.
But I guess you can't blame them for going for it.
Yeah.
But if their bluff is called, what is their leverage if the powers that be say, no, you don't deserve a cut? What you're getting is increased awareness of your sport, increased interest in your sport, maybe even better television ratings than you got previously. You're opening up a whole gigantic area of potential interest in your sport that you are going to gain revenue from. Gambling being legalized for the sports leagues is going to be, a financial windfall for the leagues. They don't need that 5%, and they don't deserve that 5%.
Well, Adam Silver would disagree with you. He'd say it's our intellectual property. This is what we've kind of grown and cultivated into what it is. You wouldn't be making money off of us if we didn't have this entity for you to bet on.
I'd be making the same argument.
So
if
I've heard Adam Silver say as much. I'm paraphrasing, but he feels like he should get a part of it because it's, quote unquote, our intellectual property.
The only way that happens is if they're strong enough to lobby lawmakers to make it law that they get their cut.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument. I'm kind of with you, Rich. Like, these communities where the tax dollars are going to go, like the actual dollars are going to hopefully trickle down to, like, making these stronger economic communities and states that are going to be legalizing this. But hopefully that's where it's going. It's not so that the NFL's pie can go from $14 billion to $14.5 or $15 billion.
You're not even talking about the players, though, wanting their piece, though. If the NFL is going to get a percentage, well, what about the unions? You know,
they'll get it because it'll be worked into the salary cap.
Okay. I wasn't sure that if that was what the case was there, but there's going to be the unions for these leagues saying, hey, where's ours?
They already are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
They already are.
So reports are, and we knew that there were states poised to jump if and when this day came. Reports are there could be as many as 6 to 10 states offering legal NFL wagering by the start of the season. And the other projection I saw, and here's where I'm going with this, is that within 5 years, as many as 30 to 35 states will have this legalized because they can't turn down the revenue. Texas, where are you on this? Yeah. I know the answer to that question. Why are you in that place on this?
Are you talking,
Texas? Yeah. Are you listening?
You're not talking to the constituency, the citizens out there. You're
railing.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, there's no question in my mind we're not going to be among those 30 to 35 within a 5-year period.
Yep, I would agree, and it's a shame. The states that you talk about, real quick, and then we'll get a few minutes on the Rockets in here. This is according to Brett Smiley, who's going to join us at 4:20 on the show today. Where residents of each state are likely to have the ability to bet sports by the end of this year: New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Mississippi. So largely concentrated up in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. Work to do, uncertainty, but probably New York, Michigan, and Oregon. And I've heard a few other states dropped in there. I've heard Connecticut dropped in there, a few other states.
Connecticut and Oklahoma have to go through the Native American tribes who control gambling in
those
states.
That's a big story up there in Connecticut now because they've got two of the biggest Native American casinos in the world in Mohegan Sun and in Foxwoods. So, it's a big – look, we're being tongue-in-cheek with some of this ding-dong, the witch is dead, but it's cool. It's good, and I think it's smart is what I think it is. And if you think that this is going to somehow turn – the country or these states into a bunch of degenerate lunatics, the people you're worried about are already doing these things. This is merely going to bring more oversight to something that's already going on. And, oh, by the way, allow the states to maybe become a little bit more strong financially in the process.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. That's a big part of it.
Now, in the meantime, the Rockets, who are owned by a casino owner.
There is that.
And we've got an interesting story about that later in the show, by the way, relative to prop bets and futures bets people have been placing on the Western Conference. They get going tonight with Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Jared Greenberg is going to join us in the next segment from TNT and NBA TV to talk about that series. But we've had a weekend here to sleep on it. We watched Cleveland go out and get their teeth kicked in yesterday. Have you guys unearthed any new concerns or new epiphanies as to why the prediction that Ted is on the record, Warriors in 6, and Rich and I are both Rockets in 7. Any epiphanies over the weekend that make anybody here in this room flip from one side or the other
on this thing?
Not a chance. Nothing happened over this weekend. What makes me think that I want to change how I feel about this series?
Yeah, I'm still Rockets in 7. And if I'm citing concerns as we head towards this, my biggest concern for the Rockets is the the secondary three-point shooters on this team knocking down their shots. That's the biggest thing, because I think Chris Paul and James Harden, their three-point shooting may come and go, but they'll find enough other ways to be impactful in that game.
They Eric Gordon's got his threes. You're right.
Eric Gordon, but I think
Trevor
even
Ariza,
more so
PJ Tucker.
Trevor Ariza, PJ Tucker, Luka Bamute, and Gerald Green. Yeah. Those are the guys who are offensively strictly out there just to shoot threes on the wing. That's it. And they're going to get open looks.
They're going to get a lot of open looks. So you're right. I think it's going to come down to, can you make your shots? I think that's what's going to come down to a lot of times is this, can you make your shots when they leave you open? And if the Rockets can hit their shots, I think they can make this an interesting series. If they can, they won't.
If we're naming X factors here in the early going of the show, I'll go with Clint Capella. This entire postseason has been a coming out party for Clint Capella. It has been basically, not vindication, but he has put his stamp on the NBA postseason. Nobody is going to ever go again. Who's that guy? Capella? Where's he from? Clint? No. Everyone knows who Clint Capella is.
He's going to have a max deal this time next year.
Right, because of how outstanding his play has become at both ends of the floor. I think at the end of this series, and again, I'll go Rockets in seven, we're going to be talking about this series as sort of a crowning moment of that coming out party. I think he makes the difference.
Okay, yeah.
I think he forces Draymond Green to play a lot of minutes and maybe gets him in a little bit of foul trouble, although I know that can work both ways.
Yeah.
But I think it takes Steve Kerr out of the rotation he'd like to ideally go with and the minutes he'd like to dole out if Clint is taking advantage in the paint offensively. I know he makes more of his presence felt on the defensive end, but I'm talking about offensive end specifically is where I think Clint Capella is really going to excel.
We'll see. I mean, it's who's going to dictate terms. I mean, if you're saying that the Rockets are going to dictate terms, I don't know. We'll see. You know, maybe their smaller lineup maybe dictates the Rockets have to change what they're doing with Clint Capella.
Beyond Green, I don't see a ton of rim protection on that team. I know McGee from time to time, but he's not been playing all that much.
No, Pachulia and McGee. But if you have to put those guys out there, they come with a lot of negatives. That's the big thing you get with Capella.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the thing you get with Capella is that you have a guy out there who's at his height is quick enough to switch off on guy. That'll be the biggest question. When Clint Capella switches off on a smaller guy, is that something that's going to be problematic for the Rockets, or is that something where we find out, wow, Capella really is this athletic demon at 6'11 or 7 feet?
He's shown that he is.
He dominated in that area against the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
He was not exposed off the dribble against the Utah Jazz.
Yep. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.